We're Kath and Ellie. Welcome to our podcast, Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Join us as we share all things real life and the lessons we've learned along the way. We hope that our conversations inspire, challenge and encourage you on your own life journey. Enjoy today's episode.
Ellie, I can't believe I'm looking at you through my screen and we are connected because since last week when we last spoke, you have been through and survived a cyclone.
We have.
And yes, you are here, you're smiling. If I just looked at you through the screen, there's no ways I would have guessed in a million years that you've experienced and been through a cyclone.
Yeah, crazy, absolutely crazy. I can't believe it either. Like the last week of my life was quite a long week.
Oh, so I know you're not alone. You know, the whole of Townsville went through this and yes, the greater regions of North Queensland.
Of course,
there's quite a bit, you know, that one can reflect on and learn from weeks like your past week. So, for our listeners, this is what we're talking about today. Elle, you know, when you're faced with massive circumstances, I suppose, that are completely out of your control.
Yeah.
And yet they, you know, they're things like a cyclone, you know, which it absolutely will impact your world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you navigate that? Well, you know, is it possible? Let me change the question. Is it possible to navigate something like that and do it well?
Oh, my goodness. Goodness me, you ask some big, wild questions, Kath. Is it possible to navigate it well? You know what? When we were told we're having a cyclone, the Late family have never been through a cyclone. We've lived in North Queensland now for, this is 7.5 years or 7 and a bit years, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
And there's been lots sort of coming and then they spin off, go somewhere else or go further north, or which is fabulous. Yeah. But there, it was sort of really undeniable that it was coming towards us. And so the whole of Townsville, it was all consuming on the news. Obviously we needed to prepare. Everybody was talking about it. So how to navigate that well is a really, really big question, because you're right, it was coming. It was potentially pretty wild.
Yeah.
There was not a lot we could do about that, but we could prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
And so I think the short answer to how do we navigate things that are way out of our control and coming regardless, we prepare.
Yeah. Do what you can do.
Yeah.
And you know, whatever you can't control. So it's that whole thing of focusing on what it is in your hands that you can actually control.
Absolutely.
And leave what you can't change or control, leave that to God, you know.
I'm so amazed that we're able to look to God for the things that we can't control.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we're so blessed that the cyclone itself, when it came, it was wild.
Yeah.
It a lot of people sort of went, oh, that wasn't even a real cyclone. Because you know what? It was odd. It came without really rain on Townsville. So surrounding areas got rain. We didn't really get much rain. We were expecting to flood. We were told it was going to flood. Everyone's getting sandbags. The rains didn't come. So it felt not as bad. But when you looked outside the next day, like our street, we just got piles and piles of trees. We're waiting for the councils to come and pick up our trees. Power poles blown over. It was a wild storm. I can't remember where I was going with that, but yeah, it was crazy.
Well, I think, you know, even down south where I, you know, now am in Adelaide, I mean, you turned the news on here and that's what you heard, you know, the cyclone heading straight for Townsville.
Yeah.
And it was a weird feeling for me because, you know, we were there not so long ago and having just moved, and so many of, you know, the people that are dear to me and I love dearly, like yourself, are there. So it was, you know, watching from afar was also, it was pretty surreal. But, you know, we all have the sense that the media seems to hype things up. You know, sometimes it's not always the case, but it is this whole sense of how do you, because you need to know, you know, in order to be prepared, you need to be aware, you need to know.
We can't be in denial, right? It's coming.
Absolutely. So it's a good thing that we do live in a country where we are informed.
Yes.
We're informed and we're given guidelines to how to prepare as well.
Mm.
But how do you not get sort of caught up in that emotional cyclone of fear, you know?
It's thinking, I think it really is who and what you listen to. For me, it's, I went a different story. I'm just going to cut to a different direction for a moment. I went to a business coaching sort of gathering last night. Yes. And he told us to think about our top five go-to people in our life. So when something's going on, good, bad, ugly, whatever, who's our top five people? We had to write them down. And he said, now, do those of those five people, look at the top person, does that person err on the side of faith, on steadfastness, or fear?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I looked at my list. I might need to add somebody to my list to help balance my list out. But do you know what? That was exactly, I guess, the way to prepare for a cyclone. Who do we trust? Who is erring on the side of steadfastness, on faith that, you know, our town is built, part of the cyclone country, so our houses are built for cyclones. So who's erring on that side of being prepared, or who's erring on the side of fear? And so I chose not to listen to a lot of the normal sort of news reports, not to listen to a lot of things on Facebook, and had my people that I liked the way they presented the facts and trusted, not necessarily that they knew what was going on, but it was steadfast and we can only do what we could do. So I think in life, look at our people we go to, if they're erring on the side of faith and steadfastness, they're the people we listen to.
That is such good, such good advice, I suppose, just for every day, you know, whether you've got a cyclone coming or not. Yeah. I just love that. And it's interesting that you share that because, there were definitely in all the people I connected with, you know, in Townsville during the time, you know, how you're doing and how you're going. It was interesting to see the range of responses from people, fear, you know, if you've got someone that turns to fear, you know, like we're not judging them, or that's not no judgment on them, you know, and often people that are in that space, it's what they've been through before, you know, if you've been through, you know, like a terrible cycle before, now this is another one coming. It's, you know, you sometimes can't help be in the emotion. So I think, you know, if you're listening to this, we're not by any means saying that emotions are to be avoided, you know, so I think if you are feeling that, to be able to voice that, but then also, you know, who do you voice that to? Do you voice that to someone else who's also in fear, or
that's
do you voice
exactly
that to someone else who is steadfast and has faith? And so I just love that as a lovely like compass or guidepost for how to you know, do the tough stuff well and resourcefully.
I have to agree. And even if you flip it the other way, so When we went through the eye of the storm, right, it was completely calm and silent.
Yeah.
And it lasted, I'm sure, now I didn't look at the clock, at least an hour, which I was really quite surprised by. And I was like, it must be over because we'd lost power, you know, all of the fun stuff that happens. And so I went to bed and because I'm like, everything's okay. The first half of the storm was fine. I went to bed. And I fell asleep.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny how often these things pass at night? You know,
always
at night, and always with a high tide, and always.
And there was the storm tide thing that added to the hype of possible flooding. Anyway,
so
I
was bed.
I went to bed. I fell asleep, and I awoke to the noise of the other half, the other half of the cyclone, which I had read was going to be worse. So. I woke to the sound, and I've heard before, you know, people describe it as the sound of jets or whatever. And I was lying in bed and it really did sound like that. And so I was listening to that and I was kind of in awe for a moment at the sound of it. It was such a crazy sound to listen to, and the sound of the trees. But then do you know what else I started to hear? I started to hear the sheds out at the back of our house, the neighbor, the people over behind, I started to hear the sheds creaking, and I started to hear all those creaky scary sounds that sound like any minute now walls are going to fall off, roofs are going to start flying. And I started to think, oh my goodness, what happens if a roof flies off and it hits our house, or our roof flies off? And so I started, because I started to take notice of the other sounds.
Yes.
And it started to come over me, and I went, and I had to intentionally choose to what I was going to listen to. I could have let that keep going, but I grabbed hold of it and went, nah, I know that our house is safe. We don't have giant trees. We know what our buildings are good. We've done all of the preparations. I trust in God. My family is all here. So I instantly had to replace the chatter noise of the creaking that sounded really scary when I thought about it. So it's, you know, it's,
and that's such a good, I just love that story, because isn't that just so true with life in general?
Uh-huh.
You know, things start happening and you can be focused on what you can do, and then this other chatter starts coming up. And sometimes it's an internal voice, you know, our own internal dialogue, and sometimes it is what others around us are saying. And it's, you know, who are you choosing to listen to, or what are you choosing to listen to, and where's that taking you, you know? So what a fabulous story to have, you know, to share, actually. So thanks for sharing that.
No, my pleasure. It was, you know, it was a very interesting experience. There is now talk in the town of another one.
Okay.
Time will tell. We will see. I'm not going to get caught up in the hype of it. However, if another one comes, I'm strategizing better around the whole power outage, losing food, ice situation.
Okay.
And the no aircon thing was a bit of a killer, because it was very, 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 very hot.
Yes, and probably muggy and humid as well.
And the mozzies and the midges. So you couldn't escape it outside. We were slaughtered. However, we were fine. My dad always says, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. It's that typical saying. Probably true.
Isn't it amazing that just, you know, just a couple of days later, it's not even a week later, here you and I can still meet, we can still...
Power's restored.
You know, yes, technology's back on track, life's going again. And even though you walk out your front door and there's still piles of trees and evidence of, you know, the passing storm, you can continue. So there's so much in all of that you shared. Thanks so much. So much we can apply, I think, in everyday life from that. So...
So
takeaways, it's like, you know, what can you control and what's in your hands to prepare? You know, what do you need to find out to prepare? And then, you know, who's in your top five list? You know, who do you go to? Who do you talk to?
Who do you listen to?
And then what are you listening to?
Thank you for asking me about it.
Thanks. And then you had another big event this week as well, which actually...
We did. And do we have time to talk about that in this episode? Because it was a really big...
Well, maybe we talk about it next week. How about that?
We can, because it was kind of like a cyclone, but not really. Something we had to prepare for, something that was coming no matter what. Nothing I could do about it.
So listeners out there, if you're keen to hear about another similar crazy experience, then join us next week as Ali shares again some really insightful tools for how to be brave, strong, and fulfilled even in the midst of, you know, a cyclone, a physical cyclone. So thanks, Al.
Love it. Have a fabulous day, Kev.
You too. See you next time.